everyone, and I always have these things to do after lunch. I'm not sure that's a good thing. So as we all know, our industry is experiencing a great period of change. The retailers, competition and digital disruption is changing the way that we need to interact with our customers. For electricity generators, small and large-scale renewables are changing the operation of the wholesale market. And as a company with a history that goes back over 180 years, change comes as no surprise to AGL. We are a long way from where we started as a company when we began supplying gas to the first public streetlights in Sydney. Since then, we have transformed as a company many times over. We now supply gas and electricity to around 1 in 4 households and small businesses across the eastern seaboard, and operate Australia's largest fleet of coal, gas and renewable generation, including solar, hydro and wind. Throughout this history, our customers have stayed with us because we have embraced change in a way that supports their needs. But we know from listening to our customers that many of them have very low levels of trust in the energy industry, and looking at the recent disruption in the industry, it's not hard to see why. Over the last decade, electricity prices have increased far more quickly than they have for other goods and services. Energy companies have not kept pace with the quality of customer service that they are receiving in other aspects of their day-to-day lives, and increasingly, our customers are concerned that the sector is not adequately responding to climate change. So whilst competition has increased as energy markets across Australia have been deregulated, that increased choice available to consumers has not delivered for everyone as it should have done. Some customers don't know how to get a better deal, and many of those that do still find the range of offers and the practices of discounting very confusing, and we hear those concerns. We recognise that as one of Australia's biggest energy companies, we are in a position to make the greatest change. Businesses have a responsibility to their customers and to their shareholders to navigate periods of uncertainty and inconsistency by placing a long-term focus on what matters and putting a line in the sand and telling our customers and our investors where we stand. We have seen from the public scrutiny regarding energy and other sectors of the economy what can happen when the customer is not at the heart of this focus. Everything we do, therefore, is aimed at our two strategic imperatives. That is, to build customer advocacy and to prosper in a carbon-constrained world. With these long-term imperatives forming the basis of our strategic development and our business operations, there is a resilience against short-term changes that continue to disrupt the energy industry. If we are acting in the long-term interests of our customers, they will support us through difficult times of transition. And so, understanding our customers is key. We know that many of our customers are struggling to pay their bills, and we know that many of them find it hard to pick up the phone and to ask for help. Some customers want us to innovate and use advances in technology to make life easier for them. And others are probably very happy not to hear from us at all. So to respond from this, we are moving our customer value proposition. We continue to seek to tailor products and services to meet the needs of customer-specific segments. And we invest in platforms and capabilities, including through our customer experience transformation program. And I'm very proud of the results that we are seeing on this. We find that more than 1.2 million visits to our website and over half of our customers choose to interact with us in a digital way. We've launched Energy Insights, which is a personalised report. It now goes to over 200,000 customers and it enables them to see how they are using energy in their home by category, and it gives them actionable insights that helps them, should they want to, change their consumption behaviour. We've developed a self-service meter read platform where we have accepted over 350,000 reads from customers to ensure accurate billing and remove the frustration of estimated reads. We've developed an online tool called Here to Help that allows customers to more easily navigate the process for applying for concessions, grants, and rebates that they may be eligible for. We've also embraced technology in providing personalised tracking for customers moving home, voice technology integration through Google Home and Alexa, and a fully integrated app for customers to connect with us. But these are developments that have been called for by customers and not by policymakers or by governments. We realise that these advances in products and services are not helping customers, though, if it can't help them reduce their bills. For many customers, the cost of living and cost of energy means that they simply can't make ends meet. To help these customers, we have built on our previous actions and commitments and announced recently a $50 million debt relief package for customers on our hardship program. We have automatic loyalty discounts in place for customers on standing offers. So if you are a loyal customer who has been with us for more than 2 years and you have not shopped around for a better deal, we give you an automatic discount. With now over 96% of our customers are either on a discounted, standing offer or on a market contract. We also continue our $6 million affordability initiative that was originally announced to help vulnerable customers access the benefits of a deregulated market here in Queensland as part of the Switched On Communities program. That community outreach and education program, which is being administered by QCOS, and the hard work of 9 community organisations across Queensland has seen thousands of customers save money on their energy bills. We're very proud of these achievements, and we continue to work with community organisations to understand how we can help our customers that are in the most need of help. But the most sustainable outcome for customers is to, by helping them, reduce their costs before they receive their bills, and this is where the industry is facing big questions. We do think there are a number of things that the industry can do urgently to help reduce price for customers. But the first of these is to make energy plans easy to compare. For some time, we have been advocating for the introduction of a comparator rate for energy plans so that customers can better understand the rates and the discounts that are offered by different retailers. A comparator rate or a reference rate is not the same as re-regulation of prices. We are certain that robust competition among the 30 retailers in the NEM will continue to provide the best products and the greatest choice for customers, as long as customers are able to easily understand and select from the different offers that are available. We've had great success with product innovations such as our $1 per day electric vehicle charging plan, our virtual solar plan, and our prepaid plans, all of which would not be possible if we were limited in the options that we could provide to our customers. Competition will create options for customers, and easy comparison will help customers find the best deal for them. But driving down prices even further will take more than just encouraging strong competition amongst retailers. In the last 10 years, electricity prices have increased by over 60%. And while much of this increase is due to increases in network costs over that time, one of the things that the competitive market can do to help reduce costs is to increase the amount of supply in the wholesale market to help drive down prices. AGL already invests in generation in order to provide the best mix of competitively priced products for its customers. But it is here where the energy policy is at crossroads. The NEM is undergoing a great period of great transition. Significant amounts of renewables have entered the market in the form of wind and large and small-scale solar generation. But gas and coal prices have increased, and major coal power stations have closed due to notice, making the supply-demand balance tighter. The design of the energy-only market in the NEM is such that when prices go up, business invest in generation to take advantage of those price increases. And anyone with sufficient capital can be an investor and participate in that cycle. A decade ago, when demand was rising, coal power stations may have looked like an economic investment, given the costs at the time and the projections of market conditions in the future. But this is no longer true. Demand in the NEB is much lower than was forecast a decade ago. Solar panels are 10 times cheaper than they were 10 years ago. Advancements in wind generation mean that wind, firmed up with gas, now provides generation more cheaply than any other new build. These changes were unprecedented. We cannot move into the future with the economics of the past. Last decade, the debate was about cheap versus clean. Clean is now the cheapest, and so the debate is now shifting to cheap versus reliable. What's critical and what must be the focus of future policy making is ensuring that the journey is well planned and orderly to avoid dramatic price increases. Energy policy needs to be flexible and resilient, but also focused on the longer term imperatives to avoid huge costs being sunk into projects that don't provide benefit over time. Over the past 10 years, AGL has spent almost $8 billion on both new generation and in improving the reliability of our existing fleet. Over the same time, 20,000 megawatts of new generation has entered the market. Our customers are telling us that they support a shift towards low-cost, low-carbon energy. However, with increasing amounts of renewable generation, reliability has become a greater focus of attention, as we need to ensure that there is enough generation to meet demand when the wind is not blowing and the sun is not shining. Very rare in Queensland. The large-scale investment to replace ageing assets therefore requires certainty, not only on how Australia will meet its emission reduction commitments, but also some certainty on how system reliability will be maintained by ensuring enough firm generation remains in the market. Today, gas and hydro generation are natural partners to renewables. In the future, battery storage, distributed virtual power plants or electric vehicles, acting as smart, portable electricity storage devices, may provide the solutions that we need. Demand response may also have a key role in the smart, flexible grid of the future. The incentives for these technologies need to be looked at carefully, and we think there could be some improvements to the way that generators recover their costs through the development of markets that value dispatchability, frequency control, inertia, and other critical services. There are a range of solutions that could help investors finance new projects into the future. The important thing is that governments set a long-term vision and that we do not move these goalposts, as those will lead to further costs for our customers. And so as we look to how to solve these problems for the future, it is critical that customers' needs remain at the forefront of our decisions. If the solutions that we propose as a business do not suit our customers, they will demand change. If the policies of our government do not support businesses, they will leave our shores. And if our actions do not meet the expectations of our communities, we will lose our social license to operate. As a business, we have been around for 180 years. We intend to be around for a lot more. For as long as our customers require energy to power their lives and business, need energy to power their company. We know that this is keeping our customers and their need for low-cost, sustainable energy at the centre of our business.